baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday. Guess what I learned about an hour ago? What
did you learn about an hour ago?
When you do research, yeah, you find some cool stuff.
That typically tends to be the case.
Well, I typically don't do research. I have a research
staff
and a research crew and a research team. So we're going to get to some of the very cool things that I found out. Okay, two or three very cool things that I found. But how about this? I want to read this to you first.
All right.
The guy said that he took his rebel flag, and he took down his rebel flag, and he peeled his NRA sticker off the front door.
Oh, I know where this is going.
He said he disconnected his home alarm system and quit his neighborhood watch. And then he went and bought two Pakistani flags on eBay and raised them in his front yard, one on each corner. Plus, he bought a black flag with the ISIS logo in the center.
Mm-hmm.
He said now the local police, sheriff, FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, Secret Service, and other agencies are all watching his house 24/7, and he has never felt safer while saving $49.95.
Don't need that security system anymore.
I thought that was absolutely outstanding.
Well done, sir.
Best thing on TV is going on. Kicks off today. It was yesterday, but it was a total rainout. Do you remember back in the day, Little League and a rainout? How bummed you would be.
Absolutely. That tore me up.
It was devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. Wanted to play as much as physically possible.
And then later on in life when we played softball, one of the top teams in the state, matter of fact, one of the top teams in the country.
We were pretty damn good.
I was praying for rain. I didn't want to play. I got so tired of going out there and beating people and fighting with people.
Well, it gets old.
And speaking of fighting, and I know I mentioned this on a couple of shows ago, but I'm going to say it again. I've tried to storm the mound.
Yeah.
On my video game that I play on my phone.
Right, yeah. Oh, by the way, I downloaded that game and I started playing it and I am hooked.
You don't stop?
No.
What's it?
It's taken up.
Is it called Tag? Touch?
That's not the one I was playing. I had to delete it because I was, A, spending too much time on it. B, it was taking up a lot of room on my phone.
Trying to see what it is because I'll play while you talk. Tap. It's called Tap Sports Baseball. And now I just found that there's the Tap Sports Football as well. I'm not going to get into that, but
we'll never get you back.
I'm totally addicted, and I'm not even a baseball guy. I'm a nothing guy. I'm a guy that wants to sit in my Lazy Boy recliner and do nothing, but I am definitely addicted to this baseball game, but it pisses me off when the pitcher strikes you out and then he does the fist clutch.
Fist bump, yeah.
And I want to run and storm the mound.
That's Glue Games, by the way, who made that.
It is a phenomenal game.
Well, yeah, talking about going and running through everybody, big announcement this morning, Ronda Rousey. I know this isn't the fight show, but I've even on my Facebook have gotten a lot of feedback on Rousey versus Holm that was announced this morning for January 2nd.
I will discuss on this program and our national knockout radio program, I will discuss Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm with anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about, I don't want to hear about. All right, let me take that back. I don't want to hear about it. I'll talk about because I'll talk about numerous things. I'm tired of the Chris Cyborg deal. I just responded to another post how Dana White, the Fertittas, Zuffa, that they're all trying to protect Ronda Rousey and have her fight Holly Holm and not Chris Cyborg. Chris Cyborg,
I haven't seen that yet. That's pretty stupid.
Is not a UFC fighter. She's not a UFC fighter. Not only does she not fight at 135, but she's not a UFC fighter. Until she becomes a UFC fighter, it's a moot point. I hate it. Whatever. I don't know. I kind of like the Holly Holm fight a little bit. She's, I believe, on the outskirts of top 10. She may be 9, 8, 11, 12, somewhere in that area.
Let's have a look-see.
And, well, you heard what Brock Lesnar said.
I 100% agree, and that's absolutely what you've been saying for forever.
Absolutely. She is phenomenal. She is the best.
She's a freak.
She is the, I don't know if she's a freak. She's just the best in her weight division. And the rest of the weight division is mediocre at best.
Holm is number 9.
Okay.
Yep.
Not far-fetched. There's been some 7s, some 8s, some 9s, you know, that have had title shots.
But again, she's already...
Which do you want? Do you want Holly Holm or do you want Tate 3? Because Tate 2 and 1 were so competitive.
Well, Tate 2 was the most competitive fight she's ever had.
And it still wasn't competitive.
Not really.
She was never in danger. Really. She was never anything.
I guess Holm to mix it up.
Former boxing champion.
19-time boxing champion. Last year's Ring Magazine pound-for-pound fighter of the year. Now, Rousey said that she feels Holm is going to be her biggest challenge to date. Is that something that you just expect the champ to say once the next fight is announced, or do you think she actually believes it?
I think both. I think it is something that you always say because you want to sell the fight. I do believe that she believes it. It's a different fighter than she's fought before.
Very different.
You know, is she going to storm in like she did against Betch?
Right.
I doubt it.
Right, because there's a good chance she...
Absolutely. I don't think she will. I think it is obviously a great challenge. And then once, if she does beat Holly Holm January 2nd, then what are people going to say? Well, she was unexperienced. She was a rookie in MMA. Whatever. You can only beat who is in front of you. And I know that the announcement was made earlier this morning on the four-letter notebook. Look what we got in the mail today.
Those CDs you were talking about, the new album from Bon Jovi.
The brand new Bon Jovi, Burning Bridges, and Grammy Award winners, and Rock... I can't even talk.
Rock icon.
Forget
Here
it.
Here we go.
I ain't doing it.
Forget it.
I ain't doing
we'll
it.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, screw it. If you want a copy, go to our website, knockoutradio.com, shoot me an email, and we will have a drawing. Pick a time. Not 11:59:59. That's Audio Technica's time.
11:58.
Oh, you suck. You're awful. You know what? I'm going to overrule you. I'm going to do like I saw on that trick that we talked about last week where he went down the line and then he said, you know, you're the boss. You can change it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 8 o'clock tonight.
Gotcha. Good Morning America, I guess they, when they were talking with Rousey, they gave her a little bit of a tease saying that why should somebody spend the money to watch you fight, either buy a ticket or buy the pay-per-view? And Rousey's answer, and we've sort of asked that question multiple times, but she actually had a really good answer.
Because?
Nobody's easy until after you beat them.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, go back to Mike Tyson. Why did people pay the money? Why did people, me included, schlep down in the Bayfront Center and sit all the way in the back row and, you know, for a 17-second fight? Mm-hmm. You know, you want to see the fight. You want to see him or her demolish the opponent again.
Yeah, run through somebody.
As well as, sooner or later, she's going to lose.
Floyd Mayweather hasn't.
Sooner or later, Mike Tyson lost.
He did. He did. True.
And you're right. Floyd Mayweather hasn't yet. I don't know how big of a competition Berto's going to be.
Right.
Obviously, I don't think it's going to be much or Floyd wouldn't have fought him or isn't going to fight him. In Las Vegas. So, you know, we'll have to play it out. All right, real quick, and I know we have a handful of minutes before the break, but here's what I found doing my, shockingly enough, almost 30 minutes of just Google and checking out stories and looking for something pretty cool. The most interesting home run I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, okay. I think I know the one that happened just recently.
I don't know when it happened, but all I know is it landed on top of the fair pole.
Yeah.
Don't call it a foul pole. I hate it being called a foul pole.
We've had that conversation.
No, well, we're having it again. Okay. How can it be a foul pole if it hits it, it's fair? Doesn't make sense. So the home run, it was Miami versus Philadelphia down in the Miami Marlins Stadium. And the ball the ball hits the top of the fair pole and bounces up like 4 inches, I guess, and then stops on top of it. It's insane.
I haven't seen. I've obviously heard about it. I know about it. I need to look it up because I want to see this actually happen.
I've watched it numerous times, and it to me it's one of the coolest home runs I have absolutely ever seen. All right, so another week is gone of Buccaneer training camp.
Fact.
To the best of my knowledge, they have one more day, which will be tomorrow, and I will be back out there. There's been a couple scuffles.
I noticed that. Yeah, you've been posting your pictures and showing that it's been getting a little chippy.
And mostly it's McCoy.
Okay. So that just you saying that explains a lot to me. As somebody who wasn't there to see it happen, I feel like I understand it because that name is attached to it.
All right, why do you think?
Let me explain.
Yes, please.
It's leadership.
Is this going to be a long?
No.
Because I could get an inning or two in on my baseball
game.
You could,
yeah. Or if you had a wicked good cupcake, you could dig into one of those.
Hey, we need to get some of those.
It's
you know what? Let's give a 4-pack of wicked good cupcakes away today as well.
11:58.
No. you suck. Let's just say the first.
Sure, yeah.
The first email that we get through knockoutradio.com, and then we'll also have a drawing on Sunday because I know you put it up on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that kind of stuff.
Give them some time.
So we'll give other people some time as well, and both will also win the Bon Jovi Burning Bridges because the Grammy Award winners and rock icons Bon Jovi have released a special album for their fans titled Burning Bridges featuring We Don't Run. Burning Bridges is available now from Mercury Records. And you can win it today right here on Talking Sports. Now go back to why you think it's Gerald.
Leadership. He's getting everybody motivated and fired up and getting that competitive drive going. If it was some random person who has some personal issue with another player, that's one thing. But if you have one of the leaders both on the field and in their locker room and pushing some buttons, it's a method of motivating and getting that little bit of extra out of your teammates. That's how I feel.
I can buy it.
Considering it is McCoy who's doing it.
I can buy it. Did I tell you what I overheard while I was out there? Did
no.
we talk about it?
No.
I'm not going to use names, even though I was legally where I was supposed to be.
Okay.
I was legally on the field because practice was ending.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get in trouble because I pointed fingers and whatever. So there was a scuffle, I guess it was last week, and some of the defensive guys were they were sticking up for the defensive player and vice versa.
Fair enough.
And one of the defensive players said something to one of the offensive players about what happened. I guess some words were said or whatever. Offensive player said something to the effect of, if you believe, he used the word stupid. Now, I don't remember whether he said, then you would be as stupid if you believe it or something on those terms.
Gotcha.
And the guy gave the offensive guy kind of a look. There was 3 or 4 defensive guys. And then as soon as the offensive player walked away, another player that was standing there signing autographs for the kids turned and said, well, I heard it too. So here the offensive player said, that's not what happened. Yet another player is telling, well, I heard it. So it was pretty interesting, but I liked, similar to what you said, I did like that the defensive guys stuck up for the defensive guys. The offensive guys, and I know Winston was sort of involved, and now you can almost say that's why he got involved, trying to show some leadership that, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, and nobody knows this better than you guys from softball.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm sticking up for my teammate.
Absolutely.
And I'll deal with it, you know, later on down the road. I got in a very heated disagreement with another media person in this town.
Okay.
Because I stuck up for a former schmuck, co-host, that I was involved with. And I stuck up for him.
Subtle.
Because I felt I had to, because we were doing a show together.
Okay.
I couldn't stand the guy.
Okay.
Well, now at least we know it's not Kate, because I said the guy.
Right. Fair enough.
But publicly, I have... and never will have anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. But I stuck up for him, which caused problems with this other person. That's what you need to do, and that's what the offense and defense, it appears, are doing there. Sad news, by the way, with the Washington Redskins.
I'm going to go out on a limb because the only news that I have heard regarding the Redskins is RG3 leaving early. But just because I know the way you operate, it has absolutely nothing to do with RG3 leaving the game early.
It has nothing to do with RG3.
So do tell.
It has to do with former Buccaneer, former special team standout, Washington Redskin special team standout now, Adam Hayward.
Gotcha.
I guess tore his ACL and is out for the year.
And so, I mean, it's
always awful, and I'm always upset when anybody gets hurt because everybody's out there busting their ass and trying to do what they're trying to do to make the team. And Adam has done that, you know, since being here in Tampa, and I consider him a friend, and it's just sad, sad news. When we return, if you remind me, I want to talk about an injury that happened in Carolina and some comments that I saw on Facebook and Twitter that kind of ticked me off. Not that I need any help being ticked off. But we'll talk about that. We're going to get with some other stories. There's some other things that we do need to touch base on, some cool stuff. And we will do that when we return. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris and Wax.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Since 2004, StaffZone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. StaffZone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, StaffZone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you
you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
Jet setter, you like going to all these different...
I just booked a flight.
It wouldn't happen to be for UFC Fight Night 79 in South Korea, is it?
Well, no, not South Korea. I just booked Ireland.
Oh, okay, good. Why? You're not going to Seoul then?
I don't know. I considered it, but I don't know. Why?
It might be a little difficult with a war going on. Apparently, North Korea declared a state of war against South Korea about 4 hours ago. And
they're going to fly Rodman in to help?
They need an enforcer. So they're bringing Rodman in to storm south across the DMZ.
Then I'm not going. Rule that one out. Rule that one off the list. But I just booked Dublin.
Going to Dublin.
So you will be in the studio with Ed.
Yeah.
And I will be in Dublin from the media room or whatever, which will be, I guess it'll be 7 o'clock. Maybe 6 or 7. No, I think it's 7. Because by then, we'll be at our new time slot because we're moving. In the words
we
of...
We are what?
I think it's the Jeffersons. We're moving on out. Yes, we are.
Moving on out? Moving on up?
No, we're moving on down.
Really?
To be honest. Yeah, we're going to start an hour earlier. Which is really perfect for when I'm in Vegas.
Interesting.
Works out perfect because it gets me, you know, on the strip an hour sooner.
There you go.
Gets everything done an hour sooner, so looking forward to that. But
looks like it's a 5-hour difference.
All right, so 6. So that's not bad. So from 6 to 7, Dublin time, and then I'll be able to go out. What's Ireland known for? Obviously beer, which I don't drink, but I'll have at least a beer there.
Beer and whiskey.
I won't have that.
Yeah. Potatoes.
I don't like potatoes. I really don't.
Really?
I don't. There's certain potatoes I don't like, but all right. Are they like corn? Yeah, they're corned beef, and isn't that what you eat on St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, corned beef, cabbage.
Cool. Well,
it's right on.
I'll do that. I may on Sunday because I'm going to stay an extra day.
Gotcha.
I may go to a golf course.
That'd be pretty cool.
Now, you know, it's one of those. I'm not a big golfer. I play.
I was going to say, what are you going to do there?
I'll walk around. I'll take pictures. I'll go and I'll grab a club and just take pictures like I'm playing.
With the club, yeah.
You know, and then I'll come back and say that I played. So that's the story there. So I don't know. Did you see, I believe his name is Trevor Sweeney. I believe it's from like a smaller college, Michigan Central, something like that.
Western Michigan.
Western Michigan. They had an onside kick. It kind of looked like a blown play kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it was an onside kick, and the ball gets over to Trevor, and Trevor goes to pick it up, and everybody swarms him. They come off the bench. They do all sorts of stuff, and he's like, what's going on? And there's like a piece of paper attached to the football. So he's trying to take the paper off.
Yeah.
They gave him a full scholarship.
Boom.
And that's how they
awesome.
Did it. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Yeah. So that was neat. And the other thing that I found in my 2.5 hours of non-research, do you see that about? And I found this interesting because just the other day, our buddy Chris got a pair of shoes out at Buccaneer practice.
Okay.
And he told me the story how the player, and I believe it was Mike Evans, was walking by barefoot.
Okay.
And Chris kind of said, oh, I see you're walking barefoot. What are you doing? I'm going to give the shoes away? And I think Mike Evans said something like, yes, or I'm thinking about it or whatever. And he asked for him. He goes, well, you were the first person to ask. Here. And so he gave them to him. Yeah, so he gave them to him.
That is awesome.
So I guess something similar, I don't know if the boy or whatever asked for him, but D'Angelo Hall gave away his shoes.
Okay.
He's now gone out to Twitter asking for the shoes back.
Did he say why?
He forgot that his special insoles were in the shoes.
Couldn't he have just asked for the insoles back?
Maybe it's all cut. I don't know. But he's offered a game jersey, tickets, anything that you need to get those shoes back.
So, D'Angelo, what is this worth to you?
I want a game jersey. I want to be able to sit in the food section. I'm sure they won't. I'm sure, you know.
There will be limitations.
Well, no, I'm not even saying there's limitations. I'm like, come on. Trade them back for a game. I'd rather have a game jersey than the shoes anyway. Yeah. Or, you know, if you really want to be a schmo, can I get a pair of practice shoes and the game jersey? Final story that I ran across. Big attaboy to John Cena. You know why? Because you can't see me. That's his little deal. You can't see me. I remember when he first started with the WWE, and I remember taking Sean, and we went to a fight. Yeah, I know it's not a fight.
Air quotes.
Air quote fights. It was at the arena, and you know he was a brand new, and you know he was trying to you know be all this rough and tough guy. Well, he just granted his 500th Make-A-Wish wish.
He's the man.
Whether you like him or not, and I have heard stories, you know, and again,
really, I've never heard a bad thing about the guy.
I've heard stories,
really,
you know, but you hear stories about it. Come on, you've heard stories about me, and we know that's not true.
Not even close.
Appreciate that. So you hear stories all the time.
Right.
And, you know, like I have always told people, until you actually deal with somebody, stories are stories.
True.
You know, I believe nothing. I don't believe anything I read. I don't believe anything I hear. And I barely believe when the person talks to me. But whether you like him or not, whether he's a jerk or not, and I'm not saying he is or he isn't, for him to grant any wishes, you know, and again, you're asking somebody for their time. And for somebody that's willing to donate their time, and it's not their obligation, and most people want to do it, and I know people love to do it, and I've been involved with some wishes, and it's incredible. I get so much more. The person doing the wish gets so much more than you can ever imagine. But he has just granted his 500th wish, which is more than anybody ever in the history of not only that organization, but I'm going to assume every organization.
Charity ever.
It's pretty incredible.
That's pretty awesome.
So big ups to John Cena.
Good for him.
And I think I have a John Cena fathead somewhere. Maybe we could give that away.
Man, you're giving everything away.
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year.
Everything must go.
It's the giving season.
You get a Bon Jovi album. You get a Bon Jovi album. Everybody gets Bon Jovi album.
Not just that, boys and girls, but Ethan Hawke stars in Good Kill, a riveting thriller about 21st century warfare where combat unfolds like a video game, but with real lives at stake. Own Good Kill from the producers of The Hurt Locker today on Blu-ray combo pack, rated R from Paramount Pictures. And yes.
Are you hungry?
I am, as a matter of fact. We are going to have some of those to give away as well. So you can have an album. You can have an album. You. So. Luckily, we're almost at break time, and we'll wait a couple minutes so that we stay on schedule because some syndication things are coming where we have to learn how to be on time and in and out and stuff.
Timing's everything.
But Monday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get back to it at home at Ray J. It was funny that Lovie Smith made it known that some media people have made it known that he has not had a win at the stadium yet.
Ooh.
About that. Do you see he's taking over the play calling?
I did not. Yep. But do you see that as a good thing?
No, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah. Is there a good and bad in this situation?
Yeah. Well, there always is. Sure. I mean, he's a defensive guy. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I would much rather him make the defensive calls. I don't know if I necessarily want my head coach doing that because he has so many other things to do. But like I've always said, the head coach is like the president. He just delegates.
Right.
You know, he runs the ship. He drives the ship. He does whatever. But the defensive guy runs the defense. The offensive guy runs the offense. And he kind of just oversees them both. As long as he's going to be able to do whatever it is that he does. I mean, what do you do during a football game?
Yes.
I'm asking you a serious question.
Yes.
And, you know, it's kind of like since baseball is your world, being a manager.
Right.
You know, when you have your assistants and guys underneath you and the pitching coach and this, that, the other, what are you doing? So if you're the head coach and you have guys under you doing what they're supposed to do, what are you doing other than just managing? So maybe he does have the time. There's plenty of coaches that have done it, one or the other, either play the offensive calls or the defensive calls. I think part of it is, and I overheard some people talking at One Buck Place, this is a huge year for him. He's a defensive guy. The defense didn't do very well last year. The offense did less. But, you know, could he be on the short list, the bubble list, whatever, if the defense, if nothing else but the defense doesn't step up? When we come back, we'll talk more about Winston, what I've noticed the past couple weeks that I've been out at One Buck, what I expect on Monday, and really what I expect, you know, down the line as well. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400 seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Buccaneer Bay. Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wickiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Mick for Hair presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life.
just so tired. I can't even dance. I want to dance, but I can't. So instead, hey, Mick, how are you?
What is dance?
What's going on with you?
You're not dancing, Randy Harris? How unlucky.
No, I'm just so tired. You know, I'm mentally drained because I start my new workout, my new diet, my new everything on Monday. So I'm trying to save as much energy as possible.
Well, God bless you. You're reinventing yourself again.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. So what's going on over at Got Split Ends?
Well, God Split Ends is jumping, Randy Harris. Thank you very much for asking. You know, we are in the midst of our Pinellas County Back to School 2015. And, of course, right here at God Split Ends on Park Boulevard in the heart of Pinellas County, we are hustling like nobody's business. So Solana is jumping. Sarah Jane is doing her signature color magic. And yours truly is knocking out those kids' haircuts like nobody's business. So we are doing our bit and getting those kids safely and well-groomed back to school Monday morning when all of our Pinellas County schools are back in session.
Now, let me ask you this question, and please do not answer. Okay?
Rhetorical.
Yes, I do not want you to answer. But I do want to know if the name of the place located right next to you, if that's a restaurant or a location that you can say on FCC radio.
Well, I will tell you that it is pretty much pronounced pretty much like it's spelled. And anybody who has seen it on social media or on other outlets, otherwise, like if you were to, and I don't certainly condone this culturally, but if you were to imitate a Asian accent, shall we say, a Southeast Asian accent, and pronounce it just like it's spelled, that's exactly how it sounds.
Okay.
The translation in Vietnamese is high official. So it is the high official cafe in English. And they're very, very nice people. And it is like a coffee house dessert spot. And the joint is jumping. They are very popular. It's very good business.
Okay, perfect. But I know it's getting ready to get back to school. How do people get in touch with you? How can they book to come in and get their hair did?
You can call us here at Got Split Ends at 4376 Park Boulevard in the heart of Pinellas County at 727-573-9711. Have a great weekend, Randy Harris.
Hi, Mick. We'll talk to you soon. That is Mick Ferrari, formerly of Mick for Hair, as Mick for Hair has now joined forces over at Got Split Ends. All right, so I've been out to One Buck almost at every practice. And what I can't fathom is how a guy...
Big word for you.
I know. Can be spot on. Mm-hmm. Winston has looked like Dan Marino. He's looked like John Elway. He's looked like Tom Brady. He's looked like Drew Brees. And on the very next play, I can't think of what name I really want to use and throw under the bus. He's looked like a high school quarterback.
That bad.
Yes, he has gone from a 4 to a 1, back to a 4, 2 plays later back to a 1. Part of it, he's a rookie. He's learning what he's doing.
Sure.
So is the glass half full? Is the glass half empty? I kind of like what I'm seeing. Now, again, like I've said since day one, I'm more concerned about the offensive line than I am at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
If the offensive line with Dotson going down, he's going to be out at least 6 weeks, which is, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of real play.
Regular season, yeah.
I know they brought in a new guy, and somebody asked me about this.
Churlis.
And hopefully nobody over at One Buck is listening because I know that they're going to take what I'm about to say wrong.
Okay.
If he's that good, how was he available? You know, when you get these free agents, especially at this point in time, mm-hmm. Now a lot of times it's a veteran move to wait as long as possible. You know that, okay. Right? Vets don't want to be out there right now.
Yeah.
They don't want to go through mini camps. They don't want to go through training camps. And if they can hold out as long as they can and still get a spot, what happened with the two of them is perfect for him. He hasn't done much, you know, he's probably been doing his own little workouts and whatever, but he hasn't been doing, you know, training camp. He walks in 3 days before the end of training camp, and then bam, he's now your starting right guard. Starting right tackle. He could be the starting center. After 2 or 3, you know, days out there, it's a veteran move.
You see where he fits in.
I mentioned it to a veteran from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Lewis Murphy, and I said, veteran move, because, you know, he was on the unable to perform list, sprained his ankle early in training camp. And he kind of looked at me, goes, absolutely not. I need to be out there. It's two entirely different situations, though. He's fighting for that third spot.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, he's not walking right into a position.
Plug and play.
I go back to my initial comment. if he's available, what's that saying?
I don't know. His previous team just have been...
Well, there could have been a lot of things.
Somebody else in the depth chart?
And absolutely.
Did they need to make some cap space or something along those lines?
All of the above.
All of the above.
I'm just saying if you're a great player, they find a way to keep you. If you're a good player, I'm not saying a bad player. If you're a good player, you know, you move pieces around, and if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Time will tell. Lovie Smith said that he's in pretty good shape for just getting out there. Obviously, he'll play some on Monday. Again, my concern is the offensive line. I think Winston will be fine. Some of those bullets that he's been throwing has been unbelievable. And as long as Jenkins can learn how to catch and not fumble, because I know he fumbled in the first game, he's been wide open. He's made some good catches, and he's kind of like, at least at practice, a lot like Winston. He's made some great catches, and then he fumbles and drops that he shouldn't with nobody around.
Gotcha.
Now, with that said, you know, I have Danny Alvarez on one side, and then I have, I don't know, somebody else on the other. Is it the defense? Is the defense doing what they're supposed to be doing? And how can the offense look good or great if the defense is looking good or great? They can't. One has to look better than the other. So is the defense looking better, which is making the offense look bad? It's another way to look at it, is all I'm saying. Speaking of looking bad.
Okay. Wait, are you talking about during a preseason game or during a game or during the...
Just practice right now. No, I'm just saying practice because, and again, it's ones versus twos that are going a lot of times. So it's so hard to watch. Just like Lovie Smith said about these preseason games, and you need to be careful what you say because you're charging the same amount for preseason as you are for regular season games. You don't get anything out of preseason. And he pretty much said that. You know, there are no game plans, you know, which I don't think I've ever heard a coach say that they don't game plan for preseason at all.
Do you think that's a good way to go about it? Sort of little free flow, let everybody go out. It's more football, see what people can do.
It's not so much that, as he explained, you're not going to put the time and effort into a preseason game that really means nothing. You know, they put 7, 8, 9 hours a day into video, into this, into that, you know, getting ready. They're already starting to get ready for Tennessee. You know, which is the game that matters.
Yeah.
So that definitely makes sense. But, you know, you're trying to get the best 53. You're trying to get the 53 that know what they're doing, learn the schemes, learn the systems at practice, at camp, but not game planning for the Cincinnati Bengals because technically there isn't one. Speaking of really bad, I was holding out hope that the Rays could make the playoffs. They were 4 back at the time. I think they're only 7.5 back of first place. Not necessarily the second, you know, wild card spot. But if you look at first, they dropped all 3 to the Rangers. They split with the Astros, which, again, figure that one out.
Right.
But then you look at who they have left.
If you have what Archer did last night, a 11 strikeout, 1 hit gym, then, yeah, you'd expect them to be at least competitive against anybody. Of course.
I'm writing a note because I want to make sure I talk about the Little League World Series.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard what happened. I guess it would have been today. We'll talk about that when we're done with the Rays. The Yankees, I think they have about 42 games left with the Yankees, you know, before the end of the season. The Royals come to town on the weekend, next weekend. They play Toronto. I don't like their chances. And it's not so much I don't like their chances because they're playing bad baseball. Which they are.
They're playing good teams, and the good teams that need to win
as well.
Especially with the Yankees and the Jays, they're within the division, so that's going to be a full game for each time they're going out there.
And they need to come in and win these games, both of them. You know, not that there's ever any gimmies, but there's games like you can afford to lose. You can't afford to lose any of these when it's the Blue Jays and the Yankees, you know, are fighting for the top dog.
Hopefully they'll be able to pick up a little bit of ground against Oakland this weekend.
I'm taking a breath because I know controversy, and I know, well, you know what? Luckily, it's time for our third break of the afternoon. When we come back, I want to talk about it. It is controversial, but it's the right thing to do. But I'd like to get your opinion on the Little League World Series, what happened last year, we're going back in time, and how the Little League World Series has tried. You can't ever rectify cheaters,
True.
But how they tried to rectify something that they were supposed to do earlier today. I'm sure they did. We'll talk about it when we return.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So how do you right a wrong? You do the best you can in righting the wrong. In the case of, and as we have a couple of the screens here in the studio on the Little League World Series, as California is leading Kentucky 3-0, I love watching the Little League World Series. I enjoy it. It's pretty decent baseball. I love watching the kids. I've coached Little League. I've played Little League, blah, 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 blah. All right, so Jackie Robinson West, the team from Chicago,
yeah,
another coach reported them to the Little League authorities, and they were found to have, I believe I read, 8.
Yeah, there was a lot.
8 illegal players on the team.
They were outside of the district.
The drawn-up district.
Gotcha.
And if you ever watched one of the greatest movies ever made, which would be Mighty Ducks, you have to play, you know, in the boundaries. Batman. Banks. Adam Banks lived inside the Mighty Ducks territory, but he played for the Hawks. So then they tried to change the boundaries, and their organization said that will be effective next year. This year you have to play with the Ducks. So 8 of the young boys that played for Jackie Robinson West were illegally playing. I don't blame the kids, even though don't tell me the kids didn't know.
Right.
Okay. But let's be naive and let's be whatever. The kids didn't know. The parents knew. And if the parents didn't know, the coaches definitely knew. What bothers me is I've watched some of this on the internet. Some parents who want to take it to court, they have since dropped the court case, but have said that it's racist, that they were coming after them because they were African Americans. Yet the coach who reported them was also African American. Well, what they did was, what the Little League World Series did was, they brought in, or they were supposed to, again, I don't know if they did for sure, but I saw the story that they were doing it. They were bringing the team to Williamsport that would have represented that region that Jackie Robinson West defeated to go to the Little League World Series. So they brought those kids, not to play, just they brought them out. I guess they brought them out on the field. They gave them the banner. They, good, bad, indifferent. You know, it's kind of like, how do you right the wrong? Yeah, I mean, you can't play. You took away something that will never be back. Do you know that there's only been, like, I think I saw yesterday Jake Crawford on ESPN said 8 players that have played in the Little League World Series and the Major League World Series?
That's it?
Yeah.
I would have thought it would have been more.
There's been more that have played in Williamsport, but not in the finals against the international team. So I listened to an interview. Gotcha. There was somebody, I don't even remember what team, maybe it was Arizona, and they beat a team, and I think the other guy now plays for the Cubs or something. And no, it's the Cardinals. And he said that he would never talk to him about it because it still bothered them, the guy who was with the Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know what you're saying really, too, because I said 2 or 3 different things that have happened in this.
The fact that that
only 8?
Well, the fact that they won't talk about it.
Yeah, he said the other player who I believe was Arizona said that he never has brought it up because you can just tell that, you know, it still irks. It's the Little League World Series.
Interesting.
You know, is there a game back?
You can't go back in time.
Fix it or win it? Or
right. You can still, especially if you're playing in the pros, you are able to still, you have the chance of making it to the World Series. You can't go back in time to your childhood.
Is there a play from Little League, high school, Team USA, or whatever, that still haunts you? Because there is one. Now, let me say, I was going to say there is one that haunts me. It doesn't haunt me at all. Yeah. It haunts my dad.
Okay.
Because my dad was the coach.
Okay.
And I don't really remember it, but he claimed, because I normally played second, but he said that I was playing third, and it was like the winning run or something, and it was a throw down to me at third, and it got away, and then we had him dead at home, and I threw it, and I landed in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, I was nowhere near the catcher, and, you know. But it's never bothered me as much as it has him, or in this case, the major league player.
I think there was a time I had a similar instance where I was pitching, and I walked in. The last batter, it was bases loaded type deal. Walked in the game winning run.
How can you live with
type
yourself?
Deal. Yeah, it's awful. It haunts you, as you said, forever.
So back to the Jackie Robinson West. You can't ever right all the wrongs, but look at how many things it affected, how many things it changed, how many this team didn't go to represent their region. Then they beat the Las Vegas team, which was a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. But Jackie Robinson West wins that, which stops the Las Vegas team from playing in the Little League World Series. And bottom line, they cheated. They should be stripped. I believe the coach has been expelled for life and blah, 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 blah. And it's a shame. It is a shame. And it's just as much a shame, if not more, for the kids who got cheated than Jackie Robinson West that cheated. You can't ever get those feelings back.
Oof.
That you didn't get the opportunity, but the kids that went there illegally and got to enjoy all that, you know what I'm saying? They went to the White House. They, you know, were treated in a parade. They got all these things that they'll remember whether they earned it or not, and the teams that didn't. So at least Little League World Series tried the best they could.
Yeah, you can only do as much as you can at that moment. So good for them for trying.
Yep. No, absolutely. What if anything are you expecting Monday night?
A little bit more, hopefully, a little bit more consistency from Winston. Just getting more reps at a faster pace than camp. It's obviously not regular season.
Normally I would agree with you, and I'll get back to, you know, more what you're looking for, but you know me, I'll forget my thoughts. after last night with the Redskins, with RG3, with Adam Hayward,
are
you not more scared, if that's the right word, just back-to-back jacks, I think, with Little League World Series?
For California.
Not that you ever want, ever, somebody to get hurt.
Right.
Getting hurt on a practice field.
Yeah.
Getting hurt in a preseason game that means nothing. It's kind of like, can you live with walking in the winning run? Can you live with getting somebody hurt in a practice game that you don't even care if you win or lose in? So you want them to play longer, but you don't want them to play at all.
Absolutely. Yeah, I understand that. When I was at my first year of Eckerd playing baseball, our starting third baseman was a senior. I think he had already redshirted earlier on. And early in the season, early in practices, you heard a loud pop. Taking a ground ball, he turns to throw the ball. I think we were working on double plays. He pivots. You hear a loud pop. He collapses, torn ACL.
But he made the throw.
Done. It doesn't.
Of course it matters. We've talked about this.
He popped it before he had a chance to get the ball out of his hand.
So he didn't make the throw?
So he didn't wow. He didn't end up making the throw.
Wow.
But he really didn't attempt the throw either. So I'll put it that way. But he was carried off the field. He did end up having surgery, and that was the end of his college baseball career. So that said, it's a occupational hazard.
No, I understand.
It's something that you have to deal with, and again, you're not going to get better unless you go out there and you do and you practice, and you have to take the good with the bad.
Did you watch what is called like kissing your sister last weekend?
Was there a tie
on
somewhere?
Spike? Yeah, Antonio Tarver fought USS Cunningham. I don't even know what Cunningham's first name is. How weird is this? It was a title fight, the co-main event, and then Tarver Cunningham was the main event. It was for the WBO Cruiserweight Championship, so it's fairly high up the food chain, was the co-main event, and an unbelievable fight. The champion knocked the challenger down.
Okay.
They almost stopped it. He gets up. He's losing. There is no way. And then he knocks the guy out in the 11th. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Ooh, late.
This is what we like to call back-to-back-to-back jacks.
Wow.
As three in a row. This is why I love Little League World Series.
Break up California.
So then the Tarver fight with Cunningham, one judge, 16-14 Tarver, one judge, 16-14 Cunningham, and one judge had it a draw.
15-15.
So Tarver said he was upset. They both thought they won. I honestly thought Tarver won.
So
Tarver landing the bigger blows.
Correct me if I'm wrong, then that's the last two fights that he has had that have gone to draws.
Because
when I went out to California, when I went out to California and watched him fight against, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was out at the StubHub Center at the time in Carson. It was a tie.
I know we only have a minute left, but did you see the game that got called when the winning run tried to score from third?
Yes.
On a bad throw that the coach hit him like on the butt and pushed him to run.
Yep.
Automatic out, cost him the game. Cost him the right to go to Williamsport. Good call.
Good call, yeah. I mean, you can't argue with the rules in that situation.
And I hate when, and we'll talk about this next week, when people are like, well, you could have, you should have. No. If it's a strike in the first inning, it's a strike in the last inning. If it's an illegal touch, an illegal thing in the first inning, you make the call. It doesn't matter when, where, if, or how. So with all that said, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Buccaneers on Monday against the Cincinnati Bengals. If you need to hit us up at the website, knockoutradio.com, to register all the giveaways. And hit me up on Twitter at knockoutradio.
At KOX. Happy birthday, Sean or John.
Yeah, whoever. Happy birthday.
John.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDC.